Next case will be 051488, Fiber Optic Designs, Seasonal Specialties. Before you start, is this motion for judicial notice still open?
It is still open.
You haven't resolved it?
Excuse me?
You haven't resolved it?
We have not resolved it.
All right. Well, we have considered it, and we are denying the motion.
May I begin now?
You may begin.
Thank you. Good morning. This is a case where the district court made a fundamental claim construction error. The district court imported a limitation from the specification into the claims. The case law of this court is clear that there's very limited circumstances where that can be done, and none of those situations, none of those circumstances are met in this case. Really what happened is the district court was confused about the novelty of this invention, and that characterized several of its holdings. The novelty of this invention is to have a light string that is a Christmas type light string designed by using the AC values of the individual electrical components such that they add up to the source voltage. It's the AC summation that is the fundamental invention, if you will, but the novelty really of claim one, but of the invention itself. From that novelty, all the other embodiments come, and in fact the preferred embodiment comes. From the novelty of the fact that you can design a light string by predetermining the number of electrical components on that string, you can actually design a string without a current limiting resistor and without a variety of other things that were used in the prior art. And so as a result, the district court found that didn't focus on the novelty of the invention, but in fact focused on the preferred embodiment. There's no question that designing a light string in the way that is described, using the AC values of the electrical components as opposed to the DC values, the significant advantage is that the light string does not need a current limiting resistor, which would take up...
What do you claim? You're claiming a product? Or the claim one at least starts a light string. So you're claiming a product, but now you're telling us that it's not really the product. What you're claiming is the way you achieve that product.
That's really what the novelty is, and this is a product that is described by as being created or being made with a predetermined number of electrical components. And that predetermined number is the important aspect.
So you're claiming the way it's done.
It's a product created by predetermining.
It's not a product by process claim. It's a light string. The light string just has a limited number of bulbs, and this tells you how to limit the bulbs.
Fair. It is a product, but importantly, it tells you how to limit the bulbs by predetermining the number of bulbs. But it's really predetermining the electrical components, but predetermining the what's between.
It's a light string of limited predetermined length components.
Fair enough. It is predetermined length and components, and the predetermination is made.
You've got a formula, yes.
Well, you have a formula, but it's important that in that formula, it is the AC characteristics and not the DC characteristics of the light string. That's really the focus. What the court did in the case is the court really ignores the plain meaning of the claim. If you look at the claim talks about electrical components. And those electrical components, that term is not a complicated term. It is the formation of essentially. I think even in the record it shows that the testing that was done by the defendant in the case, and the appellee here, was to take the electrical component, meaning what is between the wires on that light string. And what the electrical component is the material, the bulb and the socket and the LED that forms each of the individual, it's hard to say anything other than electrical component, each of the individual items on that light string. And in this case, when the testing was actually done for purposes of the case, the tester measured from the inputting end of the electrical component to the exporting end. So everyone knows what the electrical component is all about, at least in terms of measuring it. And if you read that, nowhere in Claim 1 of the 358 patent, the only patent issue here, nowhere in that Claim 1 is there any limitation that says you can't have current-limiting circuitry. And in fact, if you look at what electrical component is, electrical component has to have a dry voltage. It has to have an AC dry voltage, and that's in the third part of the claim. And that, in order to give that meaning, there has to be things that need a dry voltage in there. It can be the LED, it can be a current limiting circuit, it can be a variety of other things that may take a dry voltage. But it's the dry voltage not of the individual LEDs, as was set forth in a related patent, the 019 patent, which is referenced in the record, but rather it is the dry voltage of the entire electrical component. To give that meaning, you have to understand that it could be more than just an LED. The reading that the court and the appellee would like is one in which there's no, the electrical component doesn't really have any meaning. Turning to really the focus, which is the importing of that limitation, the court's case law, I think, is clear when you really go through and analyze the competing cases and when it is you determine if you're going to import a limitation into the claims. And it's where there's been an explicit disclaimer or there's words or expressions of manifest exclusion. And that simply is not here. That's from the Leibel-Clarkson case. It's also, I think, can be found in the Sunrays case that's cited in the briefs. And here, we simply don't have either of those two requirements. There is no explicit disclaimer. And I want to just talk about what the court points to, what the district court pointed to. First of all, it pointed to, probably at the highest level, you need to look at, was there a statement in the specification that all embodiments of the specification don't have current limiting circuitry? No such statement exists. Second of all, then you say, is the invention as a whole characterized in any way not to have current limiting circuitry? The answer to that question is also no. There's no such characterization. The closest that the specification comes is it says the invention in Figure 10 doesn't have current limiting circuitry. And I think that's important. It's important also to understand. In fact, if you look at the brief submitted in the case, and at least in one place...
deal with column 9, lines 10 to 13.
Column
9, lines 10 through 13.
I think in order to deal with that, Your Honor, you need to look at the starting point of the discussion of Figure 10. And it says...
This is still referring to the Figure 10 embodiment. Then.
Absolutely. It says the invention in Figure 10 may have additional circuitry not explicitly drawn to perform functions other than current limiting circuitry, and then goes on to discuss it. So what it's set up as on the previous page in column 8 is I'm now going to tell you about my preferred embodiment, the inventor speaking. I'm going to tell you about the preferred embodiment that doesn't have current limiting circuitry. Now, by the way, when I discuss this, this may have other circuitry, but it still doesn't need to have this current limiting circuitry. And then it goes on, as I'm sure Apple will point out, that... there's a statement that it's vital that it doesn't have current limiting circuitry. Well, of course it's vital that it doesn't have current limiting circuitry because we just said when we're describing figure 10, that this is the embodiment that doesn't have current limiting circuitry that can be achieved through this AC summation type formula. That really gets to the last point that I was going to make with respect to what you would look for a specific disclaimer. And what you also would look for is a statement that it's important to the invention or something like that. The only such statement that anyone has pointed to in this case is this phrase that it's vital feature of the diode network is that all diodes are directly driven from AC, the AC power source. And that's, again, that paragraph that Judge Rader pointed to. And specifically, again, that is referring only to Figure 10. And more importantly, it's saying the vital feature of Figure 10, not vital feature of this invention. In fact, it doesn't appear in the claims.
Well, there are other places, including the abstract, refers to without current limiting circuitry. So
the abstract
not,
does
not
refer
limited to the preferred embodiment.
The abstract does refer to the fact that you can't, in order to directly drive a network of diodes without current limiting circuitry, the voltage of these series block is added up. In other words, it can be done. Figure 10, it can be done that you can drive this light string without it. But there's nowhere in here, in discussion of the other embodiments, that precludes that. There is a discussion. One of the preferred embodiments, the one in Figure 10, does drive without current limiting circuitry. The other embodiments do not. And frankly, this is, case law is clear, and the court said in the Phillips case, even if you have a specification that only discloses one embodiment, assuming Figure 10 is the only disclosed embodiment, that still doesn't require, in fact, it doesn't allow the court to construe the claims such that that is a limitation. Only should a limitation be construed from the specification into the claims.
What about the language on column 16 about all of these tests verified? Doesn't that go to the invention and not just to one of the embodiments?
All of these tests really go to the AC summation. All of these tests that they're running show that using this formula, it works.
Without the use of any current limiting circuitry.
You did not use current limiting circuitry, sure. But it doesn't say that the invention only uses current limiting circuitry. These tests, we did it, we tested the preferred embodiment, and it worked. That's really what it's going to. It's not, again, limiting it to the invention. It's describing the theory behind the invention, the theory why use of the AC summation works, as opposed to using a DC summation and using the DC values, which all LEDs were characterized by at the time, and then adding a current limiting resistor to do a voltage drop such that the light string remains stable. Here, this is the formulation for that.
What's the status of this case now? Is it in the court?
The status of the case at the district court is we were supposed to have the more complete Markman hearing about a week ago. It's been fully briefed, and the court suggested that we continue the Markman hearing until such time as this court rules. So I'll reserve the remaining time for rebuttal.
Mr. Starr.
Thank you. I think we've briefed most of everything.
Where does the claim say without additional circuitry?
I think the claim says, if you read the claim the way I read it.
Where does it say without additional circuitry?
Those actual words aren't there.
They aren't, are they? In fact, there's nothing that says without limiting circuitry, is there?
Yes, well, I think if you read the summation language, it's there, because the summation language is pretty clear. The claim says you have individual...
Yeah, some additional... you're summing up the drive voltages to equal the supply voltage.
You're summing up the drive voltages of very specific things, an LED and a socket.
So why couldn't I have a few less... AC drive voltages and a current limiter and still do the same thing?
Sure could, but of course the trouble is...
In other words, I could. This doesn't limit having some additional circuitry then, does it?
Sure it does, because the only thing that this estimation allows you to add are the LEDs and the sockets.
Where does it say it's the only thing you add?
predetermined number of light emitting diodes and sockets equal in a formula individual electrical components. Okay, so those are the only two things that equal individual electrical component.
Well, you know, the way patent law works is that you can describe what you're doing without describing additional things that can be part of the same entity. This doesn't say and only the predetermined number according to the summation formula.
Yeah, this
it
is
says
not,
that
yeah.
the predetermined number is going to be set by the summation formula, and then if there happens to be something else, that's of course fine as well. That would be, as long as this is a comprising claim, which it is, that's understandable.
Yeah, it's not a situation where there can be other things. This is like a mathematical formula. I mean, I disagree with the court.
It's a mathematical formula up to the limit of the predetermined number of light-emitting diodes, which is set by the summation, but that doesn't limit things beyond that predetermined number set by the summation.
Well, if I give numbers of these things, say the light-emitting diode has a 2-voltage drop, the socket has a 1-voltage drop, and I add those things up, they should equal the average supply voltage. If I add a resistor in, another 5-volt drop, it doesn't work anymore. The summation isn't there because I've added.
No, I understand.
Yeah.
I understand, but there's nothing in this that disclaims additional circuitry, is there?
I think, well,
this is like the Phillips case, almost right on the money, where the without additional circuitry is kind of a key feature of how it works. Just like bullet deflection was a part of was a key feature of the way the baffles worked in Phillips. But the claim in no way limited the term baffle to its key feature. Neither does this claim limit the predetermined summation to without additional circuitry.
Well,
it's a nice feature. In fact, it's really the thing you may most want to use it for, but it's not limited to that.
Well, I think it's about this. I don't know how you do your math. I don't know how you could get to your summation and do your math with an extra resistor in there that would add more voltage drops, and then the summation wouldn't work. And so I'm very unclear as how you think that it's not limited by that. But beyond that...
But if that's the case, then we wouldn't have infringement here. I mean, I don't want to talk about the infringing device, but I mean, I thought the issue all here was that there is arguably a use of resistors plus this.
Yeah, we have to have resistors in our product that's being accused. That's correct.
And you still have a predetermined number set by the summation, right?
Well, there's been no...
You don't want to concede that yet, but that's what they're suing you for, right?
Well, we put in the number of resistors we need to make sure that the LEDs don't burn out.
That's the whole point that I'm making, is that you can do it the other way.
Right, and that's the prior art. And that's your moral...
It may be.
Yeah.
It may be that that's prior art, and it may be that that for that reason you escape infringement, but that's not before us. All that's before us is the claim meaning, and does this claim limit the addition of more circuitry? And
what?
I can't find it in the language of the claim. I think you agree you can't find it in the language of the claim.
I think you and I have a fundamental disagreement on how
well,
you read
no,
the summation.
Well, no, you can't find it in the language of the claim. You need to go to the specification and say, well, it talks about without limiting circuitry, and so that's really what they're talking about.
Yeah, I can go to I think the specification that makes it fairly clear, at least in my mind, that the whole novelty of this invention is that you put this thing together without resistors. Because the prior art, that's what they did.
Fine, that will be a magnificent validity argument that you can make after we get the right claim construction.
Yeah.
Then you take the claim construction back and say, it's not novel. You take the claim construction back and say, moreover, we're the prior art, so we escape infringement. Sounds to me like you've got really strong arguments on remand, but you shouldn't have made the... But not on claim construction necessarily.
Well, you know, even the additional circuitry argument that the court is talking a lot about.
The trouble with the specification references is that they're either referring to a preferred embodiment, the Figure 10 preferred embodiment, which can be done, as the abstract says, you can do it without additional circuitry. But it doesn't preclude the addition of circuitry anywhere in the claim.
I still don't know how you do the summation with the extra resistors in there. I guess you decided you can.
Well, how did you do it?
I don't think you can do it. I think the
how does your device work, as Judge Prost points out? Well, you've got additional circuitry in there and somehow have achieved the same thing.
Well, there's no proof that we have the summation.
Okay. You make that argument when you get there.
Sure. But I'm still trying to figure out how you would get to your summation argument with, when you're adding in different components that aren't required by the claim. How do you do that? I just don't understand that. LEDs and sockets, that's all you get. And now you want resistors, and you say, well, you could add resistors in there. Well, then the summation doesn't work.
I think you would simply remove, well, what about claim 2? Doesn't that claim require the absence of additional limiting circuitry, and therefore under claim differentiation?
Yeah, and again, a claim differentiation, I don't think applies.
So the broader independent claim is distinct from the narrower dependent claim that has additional circuitry.
Yeah, certainly. There are a lot more limitations in claim 2 than that language you're talking about.
But that's one of the limits.
One of the limits, but clearly I don't think it fits
claim squarely. Differentiation would suggest without additional circuitry is a narrower version.
Sure, and then you go to the top of paragraph 9. The invention of figure 10 may have additional circuitry not explicitly drawn to perform functions other than current limiting. That's the only mention of other additional circuitry in the entire spec. So what they're talking about is additional circuitry to allow the bulb to blink or to twinkle. They're not talking about resistors. It doesn't fit in the summation. It doesn't fit in claim 2. And I do believe the court actually, you know, as part of the record here is Professor Higman's report regarding the prior art and Okuno and Umura, and the district court in their order to talk about the validity issues. So I think they are, you know, so as part of the reason that the injunction was denied was based on some of these invalidity arguments as well as the infringement arguments. Any other questions?
All right, thank you. Mr. Thompson?
I want to respond briefly to two points that were discussed and take them out of order. The last one that was discussed was the validity issue and whether that is before the court. The court did, the district court did drop a footnote about validity. And in that footnote, that shows that the district court simply got it wrong, simply didn't understand. The district court found in that footnote, or indicated or hinted at least in that footnote, that the Okuno reference raises a validity challenge with substantial merit. In fact, the Okuno, and the court found that because the Okuno reference, the court said, has an AC power supply. The problem is the court missed the matching components. The invention is matching the AC power supply with the AC drive voltage. In Okuno, particularly in the record on Okuno.
How do you reach a predetermined number of drive voltages to equal the supply voltage if you've got additional circuitry? That was his point.
You reach a predetermined number with additional supply voltages because what is an electrical component? An electrical component is, as Mr. Altamura, who was the person who did the measurements, measured what is between the two wires. When you have a light string...
So you could have additional circuitry plus LED circuits the predetermined number.
Absolutely.
And all of them are summed into the supply voltage.
If you have, you can have an LED electrical component that has a chip resistor in it that would make the drive voltage of that LED say 4 volts instead of
exactly.
2 volts. And you take all those, you add those up, and that's why the phrase was used, electrical components. You add up the drive voltages of the electrical components just as was done. And Okuno, what Okuno said is you take the DC value of that electrical component, add it up, match it to the supply voltage in AC, but we know it doesn't work. So what you have to do, Okuno says, is you then have to take out a certain number of electrical components and add in a resistor. That's how the prior art was doing it, but it wasn't doing it because it needed this current limiting resistor because of some theory, but rather the prior art was basing it on this DC summation. Now, theory may have gotten prior art to a methodology that worked, but the bottom line was the judge got it wrong with respect to how the prior art was characterizing things. The prior art was characterizing things in DC values as opposed to AC values, and that's why the validity challenge shouldn't survive either. I'm out of time. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Case is submitted.
All rise.